Hi, this is a dictation of Alicia Clark, A-L-I-C-I-A-C-L-A-R-K, data services 6/15/2025. The patient presents for an evaluation after the procedure that was done on 7/12/2025. The procedure that we did was interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with epidurogram. The patient reports that she is feeling in some pain, although the pain was relieved after the injection in the lower back. Currently, her pain is 10 on the lower back, neck pain is 10. Headaches and shooting pain to both arms and both legs. According to her, even colis fracture is hurting her too much. She do reports of numbness and tingling of the right hand. Apparently, her pain is 10. ADLs are affected 10. The patient reports only 10 to 15% improvement. Please review the records for ADL for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse and compliance plan. The blood pressure is 156 over 105. Pulse is 79. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from a previous visit dated 7/2/2025, dictation number 0704-004. After examination, you find the patient is doing very well after the procedure. No complications are reported or observed. No hematomas. Her maps have been reviewed. Labs were reviewed. Patient is seeking for more pain medication, which have been refused to her. In addition, patient is asking for other relief. I've given a compounding cream from Biomed to be used. And patient is using Percocet 10 milligram a day, which according to her is not enough. We discussed the need for Suboxone, Butrans patches, Belbuca. Patient reports that they have not helped her in the past. And they're still working through. With her demands, she has been a high dose opiate dependent. And we hope that we can resolve her with lesser medicine and focus on injection and surgery instead. She's a complicated patient with Addison's disease, blood clotting problem. She also had a issue with the hiatal hernia. So we'll review her in 15 days time when her medication will be due. We refuse to give her additional medication as we believe that she has a history of going into extreme sedation and extreme possibility of depression of the respiratory system, and hence it was denied. Thank you.